The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
We move to the fourth quarter. Big third down play here for this Bomber defense. It is 3rd and 7 for the Lions. They've got the ball at their own 46-yard line. By the way, Pine Bluff with a 2-touchdown lead over West Memphis right now. Bryant with a 1-point lead over North Little Rock. Two key matchups in the state tonight. As far as the larger classifications, 3rd and 7. Shucker on the play action, looking, firing down the right side, has Turner completed the 30. First down, Searcy. It's a 24-yard pass play.
Turner is complete down at the 32-yard line.
Well, we've got to be more aggressive in the secondary going after the ball. We can't let them just catch it, run free and catch it.
Goes for a 23-yard pass play. They mark him down at the 31. So it's a fresh set of downs now. Shucker, a screen pass left side. It's complete, and it's going to go for about 8 or 9 yards. Tripp making the catch on the far side, and he's right to the marker at the 21, and this is pretty close to a first down.
He got a good block by the receiver out there, freed him on that, and we had to come all the way from the inside. You know, if you play off that block.
It was a first down at the 21-yard line. 11:43 left in the ball game. Bombers lead it by 7, but Searcy at the 21. Handoff Chapman straight ahead, and well played by the Bombers as it's Foreman, Kraft, that makes the tackle for Mountain Home, but Chapman's still going to gain about 5 yards on the play.
His linebacker spot right there stepped up and made that tackle.
Picks up 4, so 2nd and 6. Boy, Searcy goes in a hurry offensively.
Get up on him. Don't.
Shucker wants to pass. Looking right side, is completed the 15. Neville's knocked out of bounds inside the 10. First and goal coming up here for the Lions at the 8-yard line, a 9-yard gain.
First and goal from the 7.
Ball at the 8-yard line. First and goal here for the Lions. Shucker looking to his left, back to his right, and it's complete. Touchdown. That's
Gosh,
Turner with the touchdown catch.
Touchdown, Searcy.
Bobby does a good job of looking one direction, coming back the other side and passing that way. And
well, he did, but he looked him off that time. But when he turns his shoulders back the other way, you've got to be ready for the football to come that way. You know, you can only throw the way your shoulders are turned unless you're Superman. When he turns his shoulders back to the other side, you got to be ready for the football. You can't let the receiver just stand there.
Right in to attempt the extra point for the Lions. Bombers almost block it. It's good. 11-11 left. We are tied 21-21. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
11-11 left to play. We're tied at 21 now. Searcy kicking off, and they've had several onside kicks tonight. Let's see what they do here. They try another one. This one's kicked a little harder. Good job up front. Ben Henderson covers it for Mountain Home, and the Bombers will have it at their own 48-yard line.
Mountain Home 37-yard line. Bombers will start first and 10.
So Mountain Home from their own 48 will start this drive. And, Bob, that last drive, boy, sure looked like Mountain Home got close to a touchdown. It's hard to tell from up here, but inside the one, as close as they were, two shots. That was a tough one not to get in.
Tough one not to get, but you give Searcy the credit for that.
Yes.
You know, when you're inside the way we run the football, we've got to be able to make a half yard on two plays.
Exactly.
We have to do that.
So McKay will keep it this time and turns it upfield, and he's going to take it across the 50, pick up 5 yards on the play, four and a half maybe at the 47-yard line.
No, Isaac did a good job that time of.
And, boy, he's stretching out his.
Cramping.
Yeah, he's cramping up. The calves are cramping up a little bit.
He did a good job of looking inside and seeing that pursuit and allowing that defender to run right by him.
A 4-yard gain, so it's going to be second and about six here for Mountain Home. The way he's cramping, he's hobbling around. You're Searcy, you know Junior's going to get this one. He gives it to him straight ahead, and even though they knew it, he still is going to take it inside the 45 to the 44. He picks up 4 on the play. 10-15 left to play. Bombers looking at a 3rd and 2 at the Searcy 44. Caden Williams into the ballgame now. He's going to split out wide to the right side for Mountain Home. 3rd and 2 here for the Bomber offense. And it's Junior. He's got the first down inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line.
Well, that's good quickness right there, Junior. You got that. You know, as the year goes on, Junior gets quicker. You know, first year he's a little bit sluggish coming off the ball, but he gets quicker as the year goes on.
19th first down of the night for Mountain Home. First down at the Searcy 38-yard line. And Junior gets this one. And, boy, not much room there at all. He's going to pick up 1 to the 37.
No, they played that pretty well.
Junior off left guard. He takes the ball to the 47-yard line. Second down and 9. Barnes was there for the line.
9-11 left to play. We're knotted up at 21. Bombers have done a good job of running this play clock down every time they snap it tonight. They've eaten up a lot of clock.
Yes, they have, and that's what you have to do against a high-powered team that throws it.
2nd and 9, and it's Junior Williams straight ahead. He takes it to the 35. They're going to mark him at the 34. It's a pickup of 3.
35 to the 34-yard line.
So 3rd down coming up, 3rd and 6 here for Mountain Home with 8:32 left in the ball game.
Slaughter reserve for the line.
Coming to the sideline now is Isaac McKay.
Now he's just on the near sideline. Coach Mack didn't want to substitute, so he just called Isaac over and gave him the next play.
Still plenty of time on the play clock, 10 as they get to the line. 3rd and 6. They pull that right guard, and following him is McKay. He's going to take it to the 30 and stop there. 4th and about 2 coming up here for Mountain Home.
Well, they run Junior up in the middle right there. Right guard's uncovered. They pulled him around the side right there, tried to get a body on a body, and good positive. He's 4th and 2 now. We just, you know.
4th and 2 for the Bomber offense. Can they keep the drive going? Riley Peters is going to check into the ballgame here for Mountain Home. Brings the play in from the sideline. And boy, Coach Maddox is upset. I don't know.
Well, we didn't have anybody come out of the ballgame to begin with.
4th and 2 for the Bombers offense. Can they convert and keep the drive going? McKay tries to give it to the mesh point. Is crushed by the Lions. No gain, and the ball goes back on downs to the Lions. Well, Searcy has stepped up several times tonight defensively. They had the goal line stand on the last possession. They hold on 4th down here, and they get the football back. With 7:21 to play.
I don't know what that play was. It never got started because they got so much penetration, and they actually lined up with an extra defensive lineman that time, it looked like. So we, a little bit something we hadn't seen.
So the offense back on the field for the Lions. We're knotted up at 21. Handoff as Chapman starts right, cuts it back to the left, and well played by the Bombers. He's going to pick up about a yard or so in the play. And Owen Kraft coming up to make the stop for the Bombers.
Owen's done a good job at linebacker spot tonight, playing the run.
Gain of 1 to the 31. It's 2nd and 9 here for the Lions with 7:02 left in the ball game. Play signaled in from the sideline.
Oh,
trips
no,
to the right
no,
side.
No.
Shucker looking to their right side. Has a man open. That's Turner at the 40. First man misses him. Turner breaks the tackle across the 50 into Mountain Home territory. And he's going to be out of bounds at the 46 of Mountain Home. It is a 23-yard pass play. Ball at the 46 of Mountain Home with 6:39 to play. Shucker, left side screen, and is caught, and the receiver went to his knees to catch it. He's down right there for a 2-yard loss at the 48.
Pass is complete.
Of course, in high school, once those knees down, it doesn't matter if the defender touches you or not, you're down. So it's 2nd and 12 now for the Lions. Operating from the far hash with 6:12 left in this ball game. We're tied at 21. Shucker, right side on that slant, is caught by Turner. Turner is going to elude several tacklers and then is finally going to be driven backwards. His forward progress down to about the 42-yard line.
No, he should have stayed right in the middle of the field. He tried to cut it back and make a big play out of it. Boy, we're going to have to find those receivers as they come across the middle. We're flat-footed.
Pick up of about 6-5 on the play where they had the yards change marked. So they did a good job. They had to go 11 this time. But they're going to get it. The pass is complete on the far side as Williams makes the catch.
That was a good throw and catch right there. We had good coverage on the receiver. That was just an excellent throw and catch by Searcy.
8-yard pickup to the 34.
34-yard line.
Fresh set of downs. 5:28 to play. Shucker looking to pass, steps up in the pocket, hit from behind, and he's going to be tackled as Luke Foreman will get his second. Well, it's not going to be close to a sack. I think Shucker gets back to the line of scrimmage. He tackles the quarterback for the second time tonight, though, and Luke's done a good job up front. No gain on the plays. The ball still at the 34.
Luke's done a good job, that, as they all have, with a controlled rush outside in, trying to keep him inside. And
2nd down and 10. Empty backfield for the Lions with 4:52 to play. We're knotted up at 21.
Okay, if he moves in, look for something out.
Shucker looking to the near sideline, and there is Alcorn. He's got the catch at the 28-yard line. It's complete. They're going to mark him at the 27, so it's a 7-yard gain.
Get up.
One of the Bombers shaking up. That's Brad Liddy. He's a little slow to get up. He's all right, though. 4:26 to play, and the Lions with the ball at the 27 of Mountain Home. 3rd down coming up.
So we're confused.
Trips to the left side.
We're confused.
There's only two
safeties. Now he's moving out.
I was going to say the safety shifts over to that side now. 3rd down. Shucker looking that way. He's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be hit and dropped. Another sack as Luke Foreman gets his third sack of the night back at the 32-yard line.
Boy, he's doing a good job against one of those highly rated tackles out there. Getting off that block and getting to the quarterback. Now it's a big 4th down play right here.
That was a 5-yard loss back to the 32. It's 4th and about 8 here for the Lions.
Now you know what they've done.
They're going to take those receivers up the sideline and about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they do that again. Two receivers on each side. Chapman is in to help block. Here's that pass right there, Bob. They've done it all night, and they do it again at the 22-yard line. They take the receiver and just about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, sitting on the hash marks, makes the catch. They'll mark him at the 20. It's a 12-yard pickup. Boy, a big fourth down conversion for Searcy with 3:09 to play.
You have to learn from the previous plays of what they're going to do.
They have done that all night. Working from the far hash, again, two receivers on each side. First down for the Lions. They give it to Chapman up the middle, and he is going to take it to the 15, a 5-yard pickup. They run just enough to keep you honest. The tackle by Owen Kraft that time, and he's shaking up. He's holding his left hand. The 5-yard gain to the 15.
We're under 3 minutes now. The worst thing about this is how much time we're going to have left.
I was going to say, Searcy's done a good job with this drive.
Yes, they have. And we're
working the clock. Second down and 15. Second and 5 from the 15. Chapman again. And he is hit from behind. He's going to take it to about the 12-yard line, a pickup of 3. So it's 3rd and 2 coming up here for the Lions.
They'd be content to kick a field goal right now.
Yep. Timeout on the field with 2:07 to play. The Bombers take their first timeout of the half. 21-21. We're tied up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
2:11 left to play. Searcy and Mountain Home tied up at 21, but the Lions in the red zone. They've got the ball at the 12-yard line. Bombers using their first timeout defensively here. It's 3rd and 2 at the 12. Mountain Home fans trying to make some noise here. Shucker out of the shotgun. Timeout, Searcy. So we'll take another break with 2:11 left in the ball game. We're knotted up at 21. Searcy with the ball at the Mountain Home 12. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
2:11 left to play. We're tied at 21. It's 3rd and 2 here for the Lions at the Mountain Home 12-yard line. The Searcy offense averaging 42 points a game. Bombers have done a good job against them. Can they stop them here? Here's the running back. Luke Foreman grabs him, but he's down at the 10 as he falls forward. Luke got penetration that time, but I believe it's going to be a first down at the 10.
Foreman was there for the Bombers.
Chapman with the run. It is a first down. So now it's first and goal at the 10 for the Lions. The clock moves with 1:58 to play. Shucker getting the Lions to the line of scrimmage now. First and goal from the 10. Boy, how about a turnover? Shucker looking to pass. Left side of the end zone. Has a man. Touchdown. Searcy.
Touchdown, Searcy.
The catch by Tim Williams. With 1:40 left. It's a 10-yard touchdown pass. A 70-yard drive by the Lions. Here's the extra point by Wright. A flag is thrown first. And let's see what we have. It's offsides against Mountain Home. Hello. First penalty of the night against Mountain Home.
They've elected to decline the yardage. Retry.
So they declined the penalty, so still no accepted penalties against the Bombers tonight. So they'll try the extra point once again. This is Wright. This kick is up and good. 28-21, Searcy with the lead, 1:40 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dairy Queen fans, this is not a trick. Head over to your Dairy Queen at Mountain Home on Main Street and get a great deal now through Halloween. Dairy Queen is giving you 50% off all their DQ cakes, DQ Blizzard cakes, and novelty items in their display case. Treat yourself and get your favorite DQ cake or treats of pizza. Or stock your freezer full of DQ's novelty items like DQ Dilly Bars, Fudge Bars, Buster Bars, and ice cream sandwiches. Don't miss this Halloween treat from your Mountain Home Dairy Queen.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
1:40 to play as Searcy gets ready to kick off here. Let's see what they want to do. They're going to kick this one deeper. It's going to be taken by the Bombers at the 10-yard line. How about a big return here? Coming to the near sideline, the 20. This is McKay with a return across the 30.
And God, don't run, Bob. Block the first guy.
The 37-yard line.
Over the 35 to the 36-yard, 37-yard line.
That could have been a much bigger play.
Yes.
You have to block the first one you see. Don't run by one to hit another one. Get the first one.
1:34 to play. Bob, that last drive by Searcy. 13 plays, 70 yards. It took 5:41 off the clock.
That's the kind of drives we want right
there. Exactly.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Now the Bombers in hurry-up mode. Just two timeouts left. 1:34 to play. And a whistle and a flag, and from where it was thrown, it's got to be movement up front against Mountain Home, or did they not have enough? Too many on the field?
Illegal substitution on the offense, 12 men in formation.
Well, 12 men on the field, so that moves them back to the 32.
Holy cow.
First penalty of the night, and it comes at a crucial point. So now it's first and 15. Bob, unfortunately, this offense, it's designed to grind out yards, not big plays, and you've got to have some big plays
it's
now.
Their secondary people are lying, but we're going to make a lot of yardage off runs.
Isaac wants to pass, rolling to the right, still rolling, and finally gets rid of it, throws it away, and it's incomplete.
Trey, that's going to have to be a flag.
I think you're right. That's going to have to be intentional grounding.
No foul for intentional grounding.
Nope.
Number 21 was in the area.
I think we caught a break there. It's going to be second and 15 coming up. 1:27 to play. McKay is 6 of 32 now on the season passing after that pass. Bombers take a timeout. 1:27 to play. We'll break. Searcy leads at 28-21. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
We all want the best education for our children, and did you know that that begins even before kindergarten? At Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, children learn skills from infancy to 5 years old, including activities that stimulate development, challenge, and prepare them not only for school, but for life. They provide not just a head start, but a giant leap into lifelong learning. Call them at 425-1141 or stop by Creative Academy anytime for a tour and information at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home.
1:27 to play. The Bombers down by 7. Bob, they played a whale of a ball game, but boy, they got to pull one out here.
Boy, they have. This is definitely one that you think, if it ends up like this, you're going to look back and say, God, we should have won that ball game.
Yes. So many chances.
Some of the other losses this year, we couldn't have said that. But Jacksonville, maybe. But this was definitely a winnable ball game that.
Let's see if they can pull it out. Second down and 15 for Mountain Home. 1:27 to play from their own 32. McKay on the toss to Riley Peters. No. Peters, he wants to throw it. He's looking down the right side. Throws it to double coverage. Intercepted. Searcy has it at the 50, and that's going to be the ball game. Mountain Home tries the halfback pass. It's intercepted, and the Lions going to get the victory, and Brad Liddy is shaken up on the far sideline. He was the intended receiver that time. It looks like he'd been cramping up some tonight as well. Oh, man, that's a tough one. First turnover of the night by Mountain Home. Second turnover. Take that back. They had the fumble at the end of the first half. So Searcy with 1:19 left gets the football back. Now, you would think they'd take a knee here, but you also go look at the tiebreaker points.
Yep,
and that's something Searcy has to think about as far as the playoffs are concerned. So they may, I would think, still be running the offense here, trying to score again. And it's not that they're trying to run up the score, but they need the tiebreaker points. You get up to 13 points in a win. It's based on your margin of victory. So they want to get some more points if they can. Chapman straight ahead. And he's going to be tackled and about the 3-yard gain to the 47, and one of the Lions is shaken up. I haven't seen how he's moving a little bit. I was going to say he had moved, but
no, Riley, he came out and tried to block Riley Peters, and Riley just kind of throwed him to the ground.
It was kind of a body slam.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty close to a body slam. But when you're on the defensive side, you can do that. Good Lord.
Now flag, and well, the Bombers are drawing now. And they're going to get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. That's just ridiculous. We had this happen out of Jacksonville, and now it's happening again. And you can't allow yourself to do that if you're out there on the field.
No, it's awful hard. You can't let them draw you into that.
Second penalty for 20 yards against Mountain Home tonight. . 59 seconds left. The clock is running, and the starters out of the ball game now for Searcy.
Now they're going to take a knee.
Yeah, they'll take a knee. They're not going to worry about the margin of victory here and the tiebreaker points. Searcy fans celebrating on the far side. They snap it here. They'll have to snap it one more time, and Searcy is going to come into Mountain Home in a game where the Bombers dominated about three-quarters of it and pick up a win. This is a tough one to swallow for this Mountain Home football team. They played well tonight. They don't have to snap it again.
Oh, the referee, didn't start the clock. He
nope.
Waited and watched.
So Searcy gets the win, 28-21. The Lions victorious over Mountain Home tonight. We'll take a break, come back, begin the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
My name is Bailey Mahan, and if it wasn't for the Promise Scholarship, I wouldn't be enrolled at ASUMH today. Believe it or not, if you're a graduating senior at Mountain Home High School, your first 2 years at ASUMH are paid for. This program is funded totally on community donations through the Education Foundation. Won't you help keep the promise to educate students and build our future? For more information, visit mountainhomeeducation.com, go to Guyberry School, or call 425-1228.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.